Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013, and we snuck into the Optilec booth because they're about to have a big reveal, but we're here now. I'm here with Stefan Tewolbeck, the president of Optilec, and he's here to tell me all about it. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you so much, Jason, for coming by, and you're indeed the first one to hear about the product. It's really a sneak preview because we're going to launch it at 3 o'clock,
right.
And it's going to be different. I think we all know about the video magnifiers in the market.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there for many, many years, and since a year we see more text-to-speech devices coming to the market. Optilec has been working on a solution that we make it easier for people to read longer text. When you think about video magnification, it's about enlarging the text. And what happens is that you most of the time lose your overview on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very difficult for the people to read. So for short text, people really like to use a video magnifier, read what's on the bottle, read what's on a letter, what comes in the door. But that's what they use for. If they want to read a book or they want to read a long page or longer text, it's tiring for them. And they rather listen than that they read it themselves. So what we made is our video magnifier extended, as we do with modules always, have a new module for the ClearView. It's called the ClearView Speech. It brings text-to-speech to our video magnifier, meaning we have the image of the video magnifier still on the screen, but with a touch on the screen, I can immediately change it into
position the text inside the window
a speech machine. So now I get an image in my screen.
Okay.
I can position the text wherever I want in a nice box on the screen. I tap it one more time on the screen, and it captures the image, and it processes the image, and then it makes a nice overview for people what has been looked at.
Are you tapping anywhere on the screen, or is it a specific spot?
Anywhere on the screen. Anywhere on the screen, because remember, we know that's hard for people to see what they look at.
Right.
So what I have now is an overview of the picture taken on the table,
mm-hmm.
and the processing is now done for the text to read it in columns and analyze where the columns are.
And how long does the processing take?
That's about 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
In that moment, you can see on your screen the full page. You can tap on a column where you want to start to read.
Okay.
And when you tap on it, it starts reading in that column. So I just tap now on Spartan.
It's finally remodeling time at the big U.S. airlines. The condition of an airplane cabin can dishearten any traveler.
And I can pause it any place.
Sure. Using the nuanced voices, it sounds like. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. We have two different voices. We have about 60 different voices, about more than 40 different languages built in.
All right.
If you point at the screen and keep your finger pointed on it, it will zoom in where your finger is, so you don't lose your overview. And once you have zoomed in, you can maybe read it, but you can also swipe the image over your screen to position it there where you want to start reading. You point one more to the word where you want to start reading,
going
and start reading again.
Ah, so you point at any word and that's where it starts.
Exactly, exactly. If you want to have your overview again, we have a button bar at the bottom of the screen. You tap on the button
overview,
and you have an overview of your full page, and you can instantly see where you are and where you want to continue reading.
Sure.
Very straightforward.
So what do you say are some of the advantages of this system over some of the other text-to-speech video magnifiers that have been coming out over the last couple of years?
Well, what we focus on is easy to use and simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Our customers are really aiming to listen more than they read once they start this text-to-speech. So we made it very clear, if you start using your speech, just use with a monitor. If you work with your video magnifier, use our buttons on the table.
Right.
That way they really know what they're doing. The other part is we made it so simple as touch screen that we have the buttons on the screen. They can see it in the face, what they use the most, like pause and play.
Sure.
Make it a little bit louder or less loud, speed up, speed down. But they can also go into the menu if they want to for additional settings. But
right.
Most people just want to take the picture and start reading.
Are you able to as far as navigation, are they able to spell words, or are there other ways to go through the document? Or?
Yes, there will be a function that you can also spell words. There's all kind of ways of navigating, so you can zoom in, you can pan around on the screen, you can start wherever you want, even a picture on your paper. If you tap on it, it will zoom in on the picture only.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I assume it's designed as a standalone device, or is there any way to export what you scan out over to a computer?
Yes, we have the option to save the documents, and we can save it with the first words of the document that you have scanned, or you can give it your own voice label. And then you can take it with your thumb drive to any computer and you can use it there.
So you plug a thumb drive into this?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. There's a thumb drive and there's an SD card. So both are possible.
Okay. SDHC?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, when people have pictures, like from their grandchildren, they like to watch the pictures. There's a picture viewer built in, so they can upload the pictures and they can watch all the pictures flying by and easily relaxed.
Can those be magnified as well? Or?
They can be magnified as well, yes.
Okay. So you did say the ClearView Speech, it's a new module. Does that mean existing users can upgrade to this, or is it a new product entirely?
No, it's absolutely backwards compatible, meaning our systems that we delivered in 2005, 2006, the first generation of our ClearView, they can all be upgraded with this ClearView Speech module.
Okay. So what would be the cost for either a new unit now or somebody who wanted to upgrade to this from an existing
unit? For a module, just some monitor, we will reveal that next week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So when do you expect this video will be released?
It will be released in about 2 weeks' time now.
Okay. This being recorded at the end of February, so mid-March-ish? Or?
Mid-March, we will see the first units into the market, and then I'm assuming that dealers and StateSense will have it soon in their places and people can see it locally at their convenience.
Great. People want to get more information about Optilec or this, how can they do that?
Well, they can always give us a call at number 800-826-4200. I repeat, 800-826-4200. Or they can visit us on our website, that's www.optilec.com. www.optelec.com, optelec.com.
And also Optelec on Twitter.
Of course, yeah. As you know, we are also very active on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. You can see the latest movies, the videos that we have from our products. So besides our ClearView Speech, you also see our newest products from the Compact AC range that are all exciting for the people to use.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, hey, Stefan, thank you so much for letting us sneak into the booth and showing us the latest Optilec.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason, for coming by, and I wish you lots of fun these days at CSUN.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.